Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Moshe Cohen. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur Be'ezer Hashem Yisporach is on Zevachim Dafnun Tes. The daf begins discussing the shiur of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says the Mokim Makir was bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach moshuch kimo klapi ha'doroim. The reason for this was, as the Gemara explains, we learn from Psukim there may not be any hefsek between the Pesach Oyel Moyed and the Mizbeach. And since Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds the Mizbeach was Batsofoin, therefore there was no possibility of placing the Kiyor Bein Ha'olam V'la Mizbeach, and therefore had to be pushed off slightly beyond the Mizbeach Klapi Doroim. The Gemara, a couple of lines down the Amud, asks, V'noikmo Mikoisel Ulam V'la Tzofoin. Why don't we place the Kiyor slightly towards the Tzatzofoin of the Azara? That way we'll at least be able to be Mekayim the din that the kiyor should be bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach. And the Gemara answers, we learn from the pasuk tzofoina that the tzofoin side of the hazara must be ponui mikelim, must be completely vacant and have no kelim there, and since the kiyor was a keli, it was forbidden to be found on the tzad tzofoin of the hazara. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschil ponui mikelim asks, we find there were kelim on the tzad tzofoin, the nanosin, klunsois, and shulchonois, which were all kelim, which were used for the hefshet and ituach of the behemoths after shechita, were all to be found on the tzad tzofoin of the Azara. How do we explain that with the din of tzofoin ponu mikelim? Tosfos answers and says that mistoma, the reason why the Torah requires that the tzad tzofoin should be ponu mikelim, was to enable for more room in the Azara for the shechita of kodshei kodshim. And therefore, says Tosfos, any keli that was there, letzerich shechita, was allowed to be on the tzad tzofoin. Tosfos is a chiddush, because even if we accept Tosfos' reason, his time of dekra, that it's there to make more room for shechita, but surely since the shulchanos didn't have to be in tzofoin, we could make even more room if the shulchanos also wouldn't be there. The Brisker Rav suggests another teretz for Tosfos' kasha, and he says, the ikar kepeda of what the Torah says, tzofoin ponim kelim, only refers to such kelim which have a kvius mokoim, which have a fixed place min haTorah. And therefore, only the mizbeach and the kiyor which min haTorah have a designated place in the Azara, there the Torah says that we learn from Tzofoina that the mokoim of the kiyor and the mizbeach cannot have their kvius mokoim in the tzad tzofin of the Azara. But the shulchanois, nanosin and krunsois, since min haTorah have no mokoim whatsoever, there's no kepeda of having them in the tzad tzofoin of the Azara. That means, the Brisker Rav is saying that the tzofoina isn't a din in the Azara, that the Azara has to be vacant from kelim. It's a din in the kelim, that the kelim may not have their mokoim, nikva, in the tzad tzofoin of the Azara. Rebbeil adds and says, there would be an afkemina. What happens if you have a keli where has a kvius mokoim, but its mokoim is Luboy on the Tzad Doroim, and only a miut is to be found on the Tzad Tzofoin. So according to Tosfos, since the din is that we have to have the Azara completely vacant from Kalim, even though it's only a miut, but you can't call it Ponui, because that miut makes now the Azara isn't Ponui Kalim. Mashenkin, according to the Brisker Rav, since it's only a din that a keli which has its mokim kavua in the tzofoin, since this keli, its kvius mokim, is really ruboi badoroim, it's considered its mokim being in doroim. And even if a mute of the keli is sticking out to tzofoin, that wouldn't be a problem, and you'd still considered the azora ponimi kelim. Now the Shetam Ukubetzis over here in Oizayin asks Akasha. He asks, the Gemara's mashma, that the reason why Rabbi Yosi Aglili forbids to put the kiyor ben olam v'la mizbeach is because it's going to create a hefsek between the mizbeach and the Pesach oil moed. And he asks, since the Gemara is mavur, the Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds the mizbeach was betzofoin. So if we want to place the kiyor ben olam v'la mizbeach, we're going to have to put the kiyor on the tzad tzofin of the Azara. And therefore, since we have a din of tzofoin upon umikelim, we anyway can't place the kiyor on the tzad tzofin of the Azara. So why does the Brisa have to go and say that the reason is because of Hefsek? There's another much simpler reason that the Kiyor can't be there, because Tzofoina must be Ponumi Kalim. And the Shittim Ukubetzis says, Enachanami, it's true we wouldn't be able to place the Kiyor bin Ulam Bulam Mizbeach to ensure that the Tzofoin should be Ponumi Kalim, but we could have at least placed the Kiyor in the Ulam itself. because the Ulam itself does not have a din of Tzofoin. And for that, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that we still can't place the Kiyor even in the Ulam, because it's going to be a Hefsek between the Pesach HaHeichol, which is the Pesach Oel Moed, and the Mizbeach. The Sfasemes answers another Teretz. And he says, had it only been because of the din of Tzofoin upon a Mikelim, we could have placed the Kiyor Ruboi Badoroim, and a miut batzofoin, through which the tzofoino is still ponim mikelim, and we would still be mekayim the din of the kiyor being ulam v'la mizbeach, because of the miut of the kiyor, which would be in between the mizbeach and the Pesach Oel Moed. And for that, Rabbi Yossi Aglili came along and says, we can't even do that, because that miut is going to create a hefsek. The Sfasemis is clearly understanding, like the shit of the Briskerov, that the ikar kapeid of tzofoino ponim mikelim is that we shouldn't have a mokoim in the Azara on the Tzad Sofoin. And that's why the Sfasemis takes on, like Rebel said, that so long as the roiv of the mokoim is in Toroim, even if a miut is sticking into Tzofoin, we still consider the Azara to be ponimikalim. The Shita Mukubetzes, who didn't answer like the Sfasemis, could possibly hold like Tosfos, that Tosfos is mavur, that we need to have that the entire Azara must be completely vacant from any Kalim, and it's within the Azara. And that's why, even if only a miut is bat Tzofoin, that would still not be considered Tzofoin upon a Mikalim. The Gemara continues with the next sugya. Omar Rav, Mizbeach Shenifgam, Kol HaKodshim Shenishchatu Shom Psulim. And as the Gemara continues, we learn out from a Pasuk, V'zavachta Olo V'seilusecho V'shlamecho, that the Mishchita is only kosher when the Mizbeach is Sholem. The Karen Oira over here clears a very Yisoidist thing, a fundamental Chakira in the Sugya. This din, that Mizbeach Shenifgam passels the Korban. Do we say this is the din in Shchita, that the Avoida of the Shchita is only kosher when the Mizbeach is Sholem, and whenever the Mizbeach is Pokum, the Shchita is passel, and even though the Shchita itself isn't really connected to the Mizbeach, it's a gzeres akosuv that the shechita requires that the mizbeach should be sholem b'shas the shechita. That's one tzad. Or do we say it's not a din in shechita? It's a din in the mizbeach that the mizbeach itself is only kosher when it's sholem, and as soon as the mizbeach becomes pogum, becomes posel. According to this tzad, even though the shechita itself should really be kosher, but immediately after you finish the shechita and now you'd want to go ahead and do the avoida, since the Mizbeach is Pogum, and now you cannot do the Avoida, the Korban will become Pasul because of Dichoy. So the first Tzad is that the Psul of Mizbeach Shenifgam is a Psul in Shechita, whereas according to the second Tzad, it's a Psul in Dichoy. And even though you may ask, if it's a Psul of Dichoy, then why do we need the Pasuk of Zavachta? Surely the Psul of Dichoy we know, as we've had many times earlier on Dafyut Beis. The answer is, because who says that by just merely having Mizbeach, Pagam in the Mizbeach, that passes the Korban. And for that we need the Pasuk of Zavachta Olav to go and tell you that as soon as there's a Pagam in the Mizbeach, that creates a Psul, and once it's Pasul, then there's automatically a Psul of Dichoy. And even though we know there's another Pasuk, Avonim Shleimois, where from there we also learn that as soon as there's a Pagam, it becomes Pasul. But the Rashba and Chulindaf Yudchesim the base writes that we need two Psukim. One is when there's a psul in the avonim of the mizbeach, and that's the pasuk of avonim shleimois, and we need another pasuk even as a pagam in the sid of the mizbeach. And as the Gemara there in Chulin says, that in fact it's really two different shiurim, because by avonim it becomes pasul with chagiras tzipoiren, even the smallest amount already creates a psul. Whereas by sid there's a machlokes over there in Chulin where you have to have a pagam of a tefach or of a kezayis. Either way, you need to have two psukim, and the pasuk of Zavachta is coming to teach us that when the mizbeach becomes pogum, when the sid, then it now becomes pasul. The nafkimina between the two tzadim, says the Karen Oira, is what will be the din if the shechita of the korban was done whilst the mizbeach was pogum, but just as they finished the shechita, they fixed the mizbeach, and now the mizbeach is available to go and do the hemshech of the avodah. So if we're going to say the psul is a psul in shechita, so since the shechita was done while the mizbeach was pogum, the shechita is a shechita psula. Whereas if the psul is only because of dochui, since when the dam became roi for zrika, the mizbeach was already mesukan, then they never had a time for it to become dochui. Another nafkamina is What's the halacha by menachos? If we're going to say the psul is a psul of shechita, which we learn from the Zavachta, that the avoid of shechita requires the mizbeach, then that's only halacha by shechita, whereas by menachos, that there's no pasuk to pasul the avoid of kmitza, then even if you do the kmitza when the mizbeach is pogum, it'll still be kosher. Whereas, if we're going to say it's only a limud to go and teach us the mizbeach becomes pasul, then even by menachos, since the koimetz requires haktora on the mizbeach, if the mizbeach becomes pogum, then the koimetz will now become dochoy. And the same says the Mikdash David as far as oifus. If it's a psul in shechita, maybe only shechita is pasul, whereas melika, that's a different avoida, and wouldn't become pasul with the mizbeach, which is pogum. Whereas if it's a psul of dochoy, then anything which requires the mizbeach, zvochim, menachos, or oifus, would all become dochoy. So the Karaner begins by being medayek the Loshon HaGemara. Since the Loshon HaGemara is, kol ha-kodshim shenishchat u'sham psulin, is mashman, we're talking about a psul in the actual shechita. Interesting that the Sfas Emes brings from the Birkas HaZevach, that's medayek, the exact other way. And he says, since the Gemara says, shekol ha-kodshim shenishchat u'sham, it doesn't say, sheshochtu. It's mashma that we're talking about the korbanos which were already shechted before the Mizbeach was nifkam, and now they are there in the Azara, now the Mizbeach has become pogum, and the psul is only because of dochoy. So the Karaner brings that Tosus over here in the Sugya, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, is clear that it's a psul in the Shechita, and that's why Tosus says that it's only going to pass on the Zvachim. Whereas Menachos, since the Pasuk says V'zavachta Olav, then the Menachos won't become Pasul when the Mizbeach is pogum. Clearly it's a psul in the Maisa Shechita. And so too the Shitta Mokubetzes in Menachos Tathemud Beis as well also goes with this Shitta that it's a psul in the Shechita. In the Rambam, there seems to be a Machloikas. The Briskalov is Medayag Veloshin Rambam, that's a psul in Dichui. The Rambam says in Perigimel, Psulei Amogdoshin Halochachov Beis, the Rambam begins by saying Mizbeach Shenifkam Nifsalu kol hakodshim shehoyu shom shchutin b'mikdosh sha'adayin lo nizrak domom. So the Brisk Rav is medayek. Since the Rambam points out that the problem over here with the korbanos is that we haven't yet done zrika, clearly the problem is the psul of dichoy and the dam, which is really oimed lizrika, one cannot do zrika now the mizbeach became posel. And the Rambam continues and says sheharei ein shom mizbeach lizrak olav. Clearly the issue is that it's a psul of dochoy, but he asks that the Rambam continues and says, "The Ne'emar v'zavachta olav esayloisecho v'eshlamecho k'loy matizbach v'hu oimid k'tiknoi." Now he asks that the psul of mizbeach shenifkam that we already know from Hilchos Beis Abchira, there already the Rambam writes that the mizbeach which is pogum becomes posel, and therefore why does the Rambam over here need to tell us again the makor is the Ne'emar v'zavachta olav esayloisecho? Once you know mizbeach is pogum, then you know automatically that all the dam that's there is ready psul of dochoy. Why does the Rambam have to add and say the name of a zavachta olav? So the Brisk Rav explains, based on a yisod, which is in Tosfos and Krisus Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, that really the klal is kol shebiyodoy lo have a dochoy. Whenever the psul is something you can really rectify, it's biyodoy, it's in your hand to be masakan, then there's no psul dochoy. So why over here in the Sugi b'Mizbeach Shenifkam, really it's biyodoy, they can always go along and be masakan in Mizbeach. So why at all is there a psul of dichoy? But Tosfos says it depends what type of psul we're talking about. Tosfos says if we're talking about a technicality, a chesaron hechatimtza, then that's when we apply the klal of called biyodoy loy have a dochoy. But when there's a real sincere psul, then the din is even when it's biyodoy, it still is going to remain posel. And therefore says the Brisk Rav, the reason why the Rambam over here had to quote the pasuk is because had we not said the pasuk, then you may have thought that the din of Mizbeach Shenifkam is that the Mizbeach became posel, and therefore, as far as the dam is concerned, it's a hechatimtza ba'alma, it's a technicality that there is no Mizbeach you can go along and be makriv on. And if so, if that would be the only psul, then that would be called a chesaron hechatimtza, and even though it's dochui, but it's biyodoi, you could be masakan Mizbeach, in which case, there wouldn't be a psul of dochui. Therefore, the Rambam had to go and say the ne'emar v'zavachta olav esayloisecho v'shlomecho to tell us that it's not just a chesaron hechatimtza that the mizbeach became posel and you have nowhere to do hakrova. No, it's much more than that. There's actually a din, a positive halacha, which tells us v'zavachta olav that the korbanos, where the dam requires rika, there's a special din which tells us that they can only be Nizrak on a Mizbeach which is Sholem and not Pogum. And that's why it was important for the Rambam to add over here and to tell us that there's a Psul and there's a Mekor in the Pasuk v'zavacht olav. According to this Yesod of the Brisker Rav, the Minchas Avraham and Menachos of him on the base says a Gevaldig Pshat in Rashi there. The Gemara over there says that b'mokoyim she'ein ro'u la'avoida then a machsheves pigel can't pastel. And the Gemara says, which mokum are we talking about? We're talking about if the Mizbech was nifkam, whenever the Mizbech was nifkam, then the halacha is, even if you're doing the avoida with a machsheves pigel, it won't become pastel. The machshava won't pastel the korban. And the Shittim HaKubetis over there asks, even though the machshava doesn't pastel, but it's anyway pastel, because b'shas Mizbech is pogum, the avoida is pastel. And therefore, what nafkimina is there that the machsheves pigel doesn't pasul if the avoda itself is pasul? And the shita mekubetzes answers, and that's the shita which we said beforehand, which holds like the shita of Tosfos, that the psul of mizbeach shenifgam only applies to zvochim and not to manochos. And therefore, the gemara over there in dafheim with base in manochos is talking about when you had the koimetz, which you did the avoda with machsheves pigel, that since as far as zvochim is concerned, it's no longer Mokum Arola Avoida, because the Mizbeach is Pogum, then even the Gaba Menachos, even though as far as Menachos is concerned, it's kosher, but still the Machsheves Pigel won't be Chal, because it's called a Mokum Shein Arola Avoida. Now the shit is a big Chiddush, because even though as far as Zvochim, it's possible, but now I'm doing an Avoida in Mincha, so why should we look at this? Why should we look at it as being a Mokum Shein Arola Avoida? So Rashi over there in Menachos, says slightly different than the Shitta. And he says that we're talking about you being oivad, the avoid of a mincha, and says Rashi, that now it's considered a mokoim shein roil avoida, because right now you can't be makter it, but you'll be able to be makter it later on when you'll be masakan the mizbeach. Now the kasha in Rashi is, well, if now you can't be makter, then how will you be able to be makter later on? Surely there should be a psul of dochui. Says the Minchas Avraham, that according to this you say to the Brisker Rav, that the only reason why there's a psul of dochui is only because we have a special pasuk of a zavach to olav. Otherwise, even though the mizbeach is pasul, but since it's only chesar hechatimta, it's only a technical problem, then we would apply the din of kol de biyodoi lo have a dochui, and therefore holds Rashi that even though the mizbeach is pogum and you cannot be makriv now on the mizbeach, that's only chesar hechatimta. So it's considered a mokoim shein roel avoida, because right now you can't be makriv, but there will not be a psul of dochui, because Rashi holds the pasuk of a zavachta, which teaches us that it's not just a technicality, it's actually a positive psul, that only applies to zvachim. And therefore only zvachim will have the psul of dochui, which will be a sincere psul, which you won't apply called biyodoi lo have a mechus ha-maisa. But as far as menachos is concerned, even though the Mizbeach is now apostle, we would only look at it like a chesar nechatimtza, and therefore there will not be a psul of dochuis, because kol biyot olav mechus ha-maisa. And therefore says Rashi, that when you're doing the avoid of a mincha, right now it's a mokum shein ro'el avoida, because you can't be makar in the Mizbeach, but there will still not be a psul of dochui. So this is the shit of the Brisker Rav, Bedas Rambam, that he holds that according to the Rambam, the psul of nitgam and Mizbeach is a psul midin dichui. The Karanoir himself is very unsure, because even though the beginning of the halach is mashma like the Brisker Rav was medayek, that it's a psul of dichoi, but the end of the halach, when the Rambam finishes off and writes, Kloimar, tizbach v'hu oimed ketiknoi, loy pogum, is mashma that this is a din in the zvicha, that the shechita itself requires that the mizbeach should be shalim. That's mashma, it's a din in the shechita. Furthermore, says the Karanoir, the Rambam in halachach of Dalet, the Rambam brings down the halacha, that if they were makdish the behema whilst the mizbeach was still pogum, then even afterwards when the masak and the mizbeach, you can go ahead and be makriv, because dochui mi kara einu dochui. That's the halacha which is brought down further on in the Amud. Now the Karanoir is medayek that it's mashma in the Rambam only if they were only makdish the behema whilst the mizbeach was pogum. But if they went ahead and they were makdish and they did the shechita as well whilst the mizbeach was pogum, then it's mashma it would be possible. Now the Karanoir says, if we're going to understand in the Rambam that it's only a psul of dochui, then l'chayra, even if they actually did the shechita whilst the mizbeach was pogum, still the korban should be kosher. Because since dochim yikar le'ab dochoy, so even when they did the shechita whilst the mizbeach was pogum, and the dam, right now, you cannot be makriv, but it's dochim yikara. And a dochim yikara le'ab dochoy, so immediately when the masakan mizbeach, you can go ahead and mizerk the dam. From here says the Karanir is mashma that the Rambam understood it's a psul in the shechita, and therefore when you did the shechita of the behema whilst the mizbeach was still pogum, even though there won't be a psul of dochoy, but there'll be a psul because you did the shechita whilst the mizbeach was pogum. And therefore says the Karanir, the reish of the Rambam is mashma to psul of dichoy, whereas the seif of the Rambam is mashma to psul in shechita. So the Mikdash David in Simen Lamed Gimel Sifkot Yud Aleph suggests that maybe the Rambam holds there's really two psulim. There's both a psul in the Maisa Shechita, and also since the Mizbeach is posul, then now everything is going to become dochoy. And the reason why it's necessary to have both psulim, says the Mikdash David, is because had the psul only been a psul of dochoy, then it would only posul such korbonos which need to have the avoida done on the Mizbeach. Whereas chatois apnimiois, where the zrika is done on the Mizbeach apnimi, so there wouldn't be a psul of dochoy, because you can still go ahead and do the avoid on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Even in Chitzon is pogum, the Pnimi is still kosher. So it wouldn't be possible. For that, the Rambam had to go along and tell us, but there still be a psul, because if you did the Shechita of those Chatois HaPnimiois when the Mizbeach was pogum, then the Shechita is a Shechita psula. So that explains us why the Rambam had to tell us that it's a psul and Shechita. The reason why the Rambam had to add as well as a psul of dochoy is because had there only been a psul in shechita, that would only pasul korbonos which require shechita, but menochos or oifos were there. That isn't included in the din of zavachta, and there the din would have been, it would have been kosher. For that, the Rambam has to tell us that even though as far as the avoidas kmitza and malika it would be kosher, but now since the koimetz and the dam ha'oif needs to have the avoida done on the mizbeach, it's going to become pasul because of the din dichoy. So just to sum up, Badasa Rambam, we really have three shittas. The shitta of the Brisker Rabbi is that the psul of nitkam hamizbeach is a psul of dichoy. The shitta of the Karen Oire is that even though from the beginning of the Rambam is mashma it's dichoy, the end is more mashma it's a psul in shchita. And the Mikdash David understands that we have both psulim. There'll both be a psul of dichoy and a psul of shchita. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that where do we learn that Mizbeach Shenifkam is possible? Shenema says the Gemara, V'zavachta olav es oiloisecho v'eshlomecho. Says the Gemara, the possible can't mean literally, because v'chi olav ato zeveach, is it shayach to go and do the zvicha on the Mizbeach itself? Surely it just means olav, like Rashi explains, bishviloi, that so long as you have a Mizbeach, then you can go ahead and do the shechita. Tosfos over here in Dibur HaMaskil v'chi olav asks, now what's so difficult to understand the pasuk kipshutoi? As we had at the beginning of the perek in yesterday's daf, the Mishnah says kodshei kodshim sheshochtan b'roish hamizbeach ha'ksherin. So we see the halacha is shchita is kosher b'roish hamizbeach. So why can't we explain the pasuk v'zavachta olav, meaning that you actually did shchita b'roish hamizbeach? Answers Tosfos, because the Gemara had difficult that the lashon of v'zavachta is mashma that you mitzuvah to do so, and it's actually this is the way to do it. And that's what the Gemara had shver, because even though we had in the Mishnah that it's kosher, but it doesn't mean that's the chiyuv to go and do it, always b'roish hamizbeach. And from here the Gemara was medayek, that v'zavachta olav is mashma, that you should do the zvicha when the mizbeach is sholem. We already mentioned yesterday the shitta of the Gaon in Mishnayos and Perek Tes, where the Gaon understands that even though we had in yesterday's daf, we learned from psukim that to shecht b'roish hamizbeach is kosher, but the Gaon says that's only b'di'evet. But lechatchila the halacha is you mechuyev to go and do it al yerech hamizbeach, and as we said, because he learns that even though we learn from the pasuk that it's kosher, but you're not mekayim the din of al yerech hamizbeach tzafoino. And the Gaon over there says in Ma'oris Hagra that the raya to this is from our Gemara, because since the Gemara says v'chi olav atazeveach, clearly you see that even though we learned from the pasuk yesterday that b'roish hamizbeach is kosher, but avada lechatchila it's pasul, and lechatchila you mechuyev to go and take it down. And that's from this Gemara, because the Gemara says, v'chi olav ato zeveach, which is clearly mashma, that you're not allowed to lechatchil shecht b'roish hamizbeach. And with this, the Gaon explains, that's why the Mishnah over there says in Perek Tes, that oilo she'ol sochay al b'roish hamizbeach if somebody took off an oilo when it's still alive to the top of the Mizbeach, you're forbidden to do the Shechita up there, Teired, you're mechuyev to take it down. Because like the Gaon says, Lechatchila, it's also to shecht b'reish ha-Mizbeach. Whereas according to Tosfos, if Tosfos seems to understand that even Lechatchila you're shechting b'reish ha-Mizbeach, he's going to have to say, like the first Tosfos said in the Perek, that the reason why you have to take it down is because b'choshish shemotar b'tzglolim. So even though minat Torah it's muta, midrabbonon chazal ha-machayv you to go and take it down. The Gemara continues and brings the machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav, only the behemoths which were nishchat b'shas the mizbeach was pogum apsulim. Rabbi Yochanan says echod ze v'echod ze. Even the korbanos which were shechted after the mizbeach was already mesukan, but since they were around and kadosh whilst the mizbeach was pogum, they then became dochui. And like the Gemara explains, because Rabbi Yochanan says ba'alei chayim nidochin. The Gemara brings the brayser. The Brisa says, "Kol hakodshim shehoyu ad shelo nivna mizbeach, ve'achar kach nivna mizbeach pesulin." The Gemara is trying to work out exactly what is the case in the Brisa. So the Gemara says, if we can explain the Brisa kipshutoi that you were makdish the behema whilst the mizbeach was pogum, here everybody would be moida that it should be kosher. Why? Because the Gemara says, "Tichuyin mi koraninu," and as we know, "Tichuyin mi kora loy have a tichuy." Whenever from the very beginning of the Kedusha of the Behema, it was already Posul Akrava, that doesn't create a Dichui. Only a Dichui which comes around later on, after it already became Kadosh, that has a Din Dichui. Tosfos and Medayek with the Gemara's Mashma, we're asking this both on Rav and on Rabbi Yochanan. That means we're assuming, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, Dichui Meikara Loi Have a Dichui, asks Tosfos, the Gemara in Kedushin of Zainam Adalef brings a case of Behema Shal Beis Shutfin, where one shutef was makdish, his chelik in the behema, even if afterwards the kedusha then is chal on the entire behema, the halacha is it's posul hakrova, and the Gemara says because Rabbi Yochanan holds dichui meikara have a dichui, asks Tosfos. So if so, why was the Gemara over here asking and assuming that according to Rabbi Yochanan that by if you were makdish whilst the mizbeach was pogum, even Rabbi Yochanan would be made that it's kosher? Now the Brisker of in Michtovim, at the end of Chidushim on Riz Alevi, says that according to the Rambam, even though Rabbi Yochanan says, Dichui meikara have a dichui, that's only when the dichui is a psul in the actual Kedusha of the Behema. That the Kedusha of the, which is Chal in the Behema, is a type of Kedusha which is not Roy lehakrova. Lemoshul, Behema shall be shutfin, velechatchila when the shutf was makdish his chelek. Since a kedusha of a chatzi behema is a kedusha which isn't roi la'akrova, that's a kedusha which is dochu mi'ikara. But where the kedusha which is chal on the behema is a kedusha which is roi la'akrova, there's an external problem why you can't be makriv. Here, even Rabbi Yochanan would be moida that dichu mi'ikara loy have a dichui. And therefore, says Reberel, according to how the Brisker Rav understands with Asa Rambam, then Tosfos kasha wouldn't be shver, because over here, when you makdish the behema whilst the mizbeach is pogum, the kedusha which is chal on the behema is roi la'akrova. There's an external problem in the mizbeach being pogum, so there's no mokum to go and be makriv. In such a case, the Gemara is right in assuming that according to Rabbi Yochanan, dichui mi'ikara lo have a dichui. Tosfos seemingly argues with this yisod in the Rambam, and therefore Tosfos understood that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even in such a case, we ought to apply the klal of dichui mi'ikara have a dichui. So Tosfos goes ahead and answers and says that even though Rabbi Yochanan says dichui mi'ikara have a dichui, that's only when it's not biyodoi l'sakein. Whereas over here, since they could really go ahead and be mesaken in mizbeach, in such a case dichui mi'ikara lo have a dichui. And Tosfos says this is similar to mechusas man, just like we find a zav yoledes and metzora who can only go and be makriv their korbanos biyoyim hashmini, and nevertheless when they makdish the behemah beforehand, then the Kedusha is Chal. And we don't say it becomes Dochui Mi'ikara, and even eventually when they come to Yom HaShemini, should be Posul Hakrova. And that is because the Kedusha is Chal, to be able to go Mi'makrivit, when it'll come their time. And so too says Tosfos over here as well. Whenever it's Biyod HaLisakein, surely the intention is that the Kedusha should be Chal today, and to be able to go and be Makriv the Behema, when the Mizbeach, or the Beis HaMikdash, will become Bonui. So Tosfos then goes and asks, if we've established that the when you makdish the behema b'shas the mizbeach is pogum, is a din like mechus hazman? If so, the gemara later on nashrichet v'amayle davkuf zaynam ud beis. Rabbi Yochanan says hamale b'chutz b'zman hazeh. If somebody were to take a behema nowadays and do a halah b'chutz shalei b'mokim hamikdash, the halacha is yochayev koreis because of the issa of shchutei and halah aschutz. And the gemara explains, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Kedusha Rishayna was Kitchel Shaitan, Kitchel Asad Lavoi. So even today we really have Kedusha Samikdosh. And if we have Kedusha Samikdosh, then it's forbidden to go and Shecht or Bimale anywhere else. And therefore, if you do Halo Aschutz, Bizman Azeh, you be Chayav Koris. Now says Toisvus, the Gemara there too, in the Fkufi Beisum Bey says, that if somebody takes a korban which is Mechus's man, and he does Shchute or Halo Aschutz, you potter. Because the klal is you're only chayav on shchutin halo aschutz when it's roi lepesach al moed. At such a time when this same korban you could be makdish, you could be makriv bifnim. Whereas mechus hazman, since even bifnim it's not yet the time to go be makriv, so when you makdish b'chutz, when you makriv b'chutz, you're also not chayav. Says Tosfos, if so, since we've established the new makdish behema bizman mizbeach is pogum, has a din like mechus hazman. If so, when somebody goes ahead and is male a behema b'zman hazeh b'chutz, it's really mechus hazman. So why should you say yochayev koreis? It's einoi roi lepesach ol moed. And Tosfos adds and says, furthermore, we find the Gemara in Yuma says that when somebody takes a korban shlomim, even b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayom, but he shechts it before the psichas dalsoi sahechol b'chutz, the halacha is your potter. Here again, because to be roi lepesach ol moed, since the korban shlomim requires that the psichas dalsei sahechol must be open, and only then is it roi. So when you shecht before that time, it's not yet roi b'fnim, and therefore when you shecht the shlomim b'chutz, the halacha is you'll be potter. So says Tosfos, if already there, where all you need is to open the doors of the hechol, and still it's considered mechus hazman, and therefore you're potter, kol shekein over here, when you shecht b'zman hazeh, where you need to go ahead and build a mizbeach, you should surely be potter. And how is it that Rabbi Yochanan goes and says that you're chayev koreis? Tosfos goes ahead and he answers two tirutzim. The first Tosfos says is that Rabbi Yochanan is only talking about such a type of halah which doesn't require the mizbeach. Because even though our Gemara says the mizbeach shanifgam, the halach is you can't bring korbanos, that's only korbanos. Whereas Ketores, which doesn't require the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, and even Menachos, Tosfos says, since they don't require Shechita, here the din is that they are kosher bizman the Mizbeach is pogum. And therefore such korbanos are really roi lepesach ol moed, and it's only when you male either Ketores or Menachos, that's when Rabbi Yochanan goes and says, the halachos yibichayev. Whereas if you go ahead and bring a korban, since a korban requires Shechita, and Shechita is posel while from Mizbeach is pogum, there the din would be, it's Eino Roi LePesach Ol Moed, and your potter. And Tosfos is Medayik the Gemara, that since Rabbi Yochanan says, Hamale Bechutz, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan speak about Hashoichet Bechutz? Shechita always comes before the stage of Halah. The Teretz says Tosfos, because Shechita Bechutz would be potter, because it's Eino Roi LePesach Ol Moed. Only Halah Aschutz, when you're being Male, is such a korban which doesn't need Shechita, K'toires, or Mincha, that's when the din would be b'chayev koreis. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. And then Tosfos goes and says the second teretz, that maybe the Gemara there is talking about when you actually build the Mizbeach b'mkoimoi. So even b'zman hazeh, when we don't have Beis HaMikdosh, but he built the Mizbeach, and that's why you don't have a chisaron Mizbeach shenifgam, and therefore it's roi lepesach oyel moed. The Rambam, in Perek Yud Tes, Maisa HaKrabonos Halacha Teslov, paskens this din of Rabbi Yochanan, and says, Mi sheshochat kodshim bizman hazeh veheh lochutz la'azara yochayev b'pnei sheroi likoreh b'fnim. So he brings down the din of Rabbi Yochanan, not only on halah aschutz, even on shchutei chutz. And nevertheless he still says, yochayev, because you're roi likoreh b'fnim. So the kasha is, and the Mishnah Melech over there points this out, that since the Rambam brings down this halacha even on shchita, so one no longer can answer like Tosfos' first teretz. And Tosfos' second teretz to go and say that you built the Mizbeach is also very shver to go and say in the Rambam. It's not mashma, you built the Mizbeach, and therefore the kasha comes back. Why is the halacha yochayev? How can you be better then Shlomim, which you shechted before the Psichas Dalsas Heichal, well, there the halacha is your potter, because you're not Roy, the Pesach El Moed, and therefore surely over here, since the dinim is the Mizbeach Shenifgam, you're Postle, so you also ain't Roy, the Pesach El Moed. So the Chofetz Chaim, in Zevach Toida, and Davkuv Zayin, he suggests that maybe the Rambam holds that since it's Biyodoy to go along and build, maybe that itself qualifies to be considered a Roy LePesach Ohel Moed. And that's why the Rambam holds that Shechting the Shlom, Shechting a Korban Mizman Hazeh is considered a Roy, because you could go ahead and build a Mizbeach. But the Kasha is, if so, then you have the same Biyodoy by the Shlomim which you Shechted before the Psichas Dal Seis HaHeichol. There as well, it's Biyodoy to go along and open the doors and be Machshir the Korban, and yet we still say the pot, your potter, because since you haven't opened it, you're not Roy LePesach Ohel Moed, and therefore over here as well, even though you could go along and build the Mizbeach, but since you didn't, there ought to be a chisaron of Eino Roy LePesach Ohel Moed. So the Keren Ora answers, and in fact the same Teret is also brought down in Meginze HaGrach, Simen Samach Aleph, that we mentioned earlier in Shir today, Ashailim Achroinim, with the Psul of Mizbeach Shenifkam, is it a Psul in the Maisa Shechita, or is it a Psul of Dichoy? Says the Keren Ora, Tosis Kasha is only Shver if we assume that the Psul of Mizbeach Shenifgam is a Psul in the Maisa Shechita. And like we see from Tosis Teret, Tosis Taka holds only by Shechita and not by Kmitza. Then the Kasha is that since B'Shas the Mizbeach is Pogum, then you can't do Shechita, so then the Korban is Eino Roy LePesach Ohel Moed. Then the Kasha is a Shtark Kasha. But according to the Rambam holds, like Ruma Dayak, that's a Psul of Dichoy. So the Shechita itself has no problem to go and do the Maisa Shechita when the Mizbeach is Pogum. It's only going to create a problem that the Dam immediately after the Shechita will become Dachoy. But as far as the Shechita itself is concerned, you can do the Shechita even whilst the Mizbeach is Pogum. And therefore, when somebody takes a Korban nowadays and he does the Shechita Bachutz, the Shechita is Roy LePesach Ohel Moed. And that's why the Rambam paskens that when you do a shechita b'kotchim mizman hazeh b'chutz, you be chayev b'pnei shu'u roi likarev b'fnim. Now this teretz only answers why you'll be chayev b'chutz on shechita. But the Rambam seems to say you're going to be chayev on halah as well. And surely on halah, there it's still considered einu roi lepesach ohel moed. And yet the Rambam says, you're chayev. So in the Sefer Zevach Yaakov, on Zvachim Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, he brings down what he heard from Rabbi Yeshua Soloveitchik, Shlita, B'Shem Hizeda the Briskerov. And he added on the Karen Ora's Teretz and said, that this condition, that the Torah requires to be Chayev B'chutz only when it's Roy LePesach Ohel Moed, applies either when you're doing Shoichet B'chutz, or even when you're doing Halo B'chutz, that's only on Emurim, which are from a Shechita which was done Bifnim, and now you want to be male these emurim b'chutz, you'll only be chayev on the emurim which are roi lepesach ohel moed. But in a case when you did the shechita b'chutz, then anyway these emurim now are no longer roi lepesach ohel moed, because a shechita b'chutz is a shechita psula. It's command chonkinu damia. And when you take these emurim and you continue being male than b'chutz, they are anyway no longer roi lepesach ohel moed. And yet there's exeris hakosuv, which the Gemara learns out in the beginning of Ashech to Amayla, that even on Muktarei Chutz, in other words, Emurim, which are from a Shechit which was done by Chutz, even though they're not Roy LePesach Ohel Moed, still the Torah says Yochayev. And therefore, says the Briskerov, on such Emurim, here, there will no longer be a Tanai of Roy LePesach Ohel Moed. And that's the case when the Rambam saying of He'll be Chayev, when you are shochat b'chutz and you took those emurim and you mala them b'chutz, you'll be chayev both on the shechita and on the halah. Because even though it's bizman hazeh and there's no mizbeach, so on the shechita, like we said, it's anyway roi lepesach ohel moed. And even the emurim, since these emurim are emurim of a shechita which was done b'chutz, there's no longer tnai of being roi lepesach ohel moed. And with this yesod, the Briskerov answers a kash of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech asks, why is it when the Rambam brings down this halacha, the Rambam says, Misha shochat kodshim bizman hazeh, v'heh lochutz la'azor chayev. Now the Rambam's mashma, that you need both the shechita and the halacha. Says the Mishnah Melech, why should you need both? Surely either one, either the shechita or the halacha, is enough to be machayev. So he suggests, maybe you have to add in and say, it's like an oi. So it's Misha shochat, oi halo. But he asks that the Rambam, the next halacha, there the Rambam says, for a different din, hashoichet kodshe goyim b'chutz, v'chein hamale oisam b'chutz. So you see the Rambam splits them up. Shchita, v'chein hamale. So why didn't the Rambam do the same over here? Says the Brisker Rav, according to his yisod, then it's gevaldik. Because what comes out is that you're chayev when you male bizman hazeh b'chutz, either on the shchita, where as far as the shchita is concerned, it's roi lepesach el moed, or on the halah, but only on the halah of the emrim, which come when you actually did the shchita b'chutz. But the emrim of a shchita which you did b'fnim, if you male those emrim na b'chutz, you'll really be potter, because it's einu roi lepesach el moed. And therefore the Rambam writes, misha shochat bizman hazeh, v'heela. In other words, you male those emurim of the shchita which was done b'chutz, then you'll be chayev. Because on those emurim, there's no din of royal pesach el moed. Whereas, had you done a shchita b'fnim, and then tried to be male those emurim b'chutz, on those emurim you'll be potter. Because since there's no mizbeach, it's einoi royal pesach el moed. The Gemara continues another line later, and makes another attempt to be mazbe this b'raisa. Says the Gemara, if you'll tell me that the Bryce is talking about where actually neheras hamizbeach, they were talking about such kochim which you were makdish before the mizbeach was destroyed by the end by churban bayis rishon. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, neheras ha'izken lahu. By the time they rebuilt the mizbeach in bayis sheni, already 70 years have gone by, and during those 70 years, that Rashi and Tosa both masbir. By then, the animal, the behemoth which they were makdish, have already aged by 70 years, and that would now deem them postal because of the psul of Zokain. As Rashi and Tosis both bring down, that amongst the Bali Mumin, which are listed in Meseches Bechorus, Daf Mem Aleph, is also Hazokain, and surely these behemoths, which are now 70 years of age, have now become postal. Tosis, on Amud Beis, in Dibra Maschil Ha'azkin Lohu, asks an interesting kasha. He brings a medrash that says that the Purim, which were donated by the Nesiim in the Nidvas HaMishkon, they stayed around for many, many years, until the days of Shlomo HaMelech, and then he was makriv them. Asks Tosfos, if we're seeing in our sugya that there's a psul of Zokain, and here was a matter of 70 years, how could Shlomo HaMelech be makriv those Purim, which were donated hundreds of years beforehand? Surely they should surely have a psul of Zokain. So Tosfos answers, Hayra Asha. Even though in our Torah it was Dak Apostle, there was an exception, and that's how Shlomo was allowed to be makriv those Purim. The Mefarshim over here, the back of the Gemara, they ask that the psul of Zokain isn't about how old the behemoth is. It's about his health condition. And the Zokain which is Apostle is a Zokain which is weak and shaking and shivering. That's the behemoth which is Apostle Legabe Mizbeach. But if you have a behemoth which is old as far as Shonim are concerned, but is still healthy and strong, such a behemah would be kosher l'mizbeach. And therefore, the Medrash in Parashas Nosi writes that these Purim, which lived Arichas Yomim until Shlomo HaMelech, loy nitrefu v'loy nizdaknu. They didn't become trefa, and they didn't become old. So if so, what's Tosfos's problem about these Purim? Since they're still gezunt, therefore there shouldn't be any psul whatsoever. Now this Shaila, what exactly is the Psul of Zokain? The Mishnah Lamelech in Perik Beis, Isurim Mizbeach Halacha Vav, writes that this is apparently a Machloek Rishonim. The Rambam, in Perik Zayin Bias Miklosh Halacha Yud Beis, there the Rambam is talking about the Psulim of the Koyanim, which are Bali Mumim. There the Rambam writes that a Zokain which is Postal is only such a Zokain which is shaking and shivering. So clearly it's all about the health condition. And says the Mishnah Melech, it's from here we learn out the psul to the behemoths which are a Zokain. And therefore, according to the Rambam, the psul of Zokain, both by behemoths and by Kernim, is all about the health, not about the Shonim, not about how old in years. On the other hand, Tosfos in Yuma Daf Samach Hei is clear that he holds that the psul of Zokain is nothing to do with the health. Even if the behemoth is healthy and strong, it's still possible just because of the Shonim. And really, says the Mishnah Melech, this boils down to a Machlokes Tanoim in the beginning of Maseches Parah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, where there, according to the Chachomim, the Kashus of Korbonos is only up to 3 years. Whereas Rameh says even beyond that. So it says the Mishnah Melech, the Chachamim hold that there's a psul of Zokain just about the years, and Tosfos in Yumad HaSamachei apparently passes like the Chachamim, whereas the Rambam, who says that the psul of Zokain is only when it's no longer healthy, he passes like Rameh that there's no psul Shonim in the Krabonos. And therefore, according to this, Tosfos over here goes the Shitasei to Tosfos in Yumad HaSamachei, and therefore Tosfos asks that these Parim, even if, like the Medrash says, they were still healthy and strong in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, but they were still hundreds of years old, and therefore Shonim itself creates a psul, and that's why Tosfos has to go and say it's Hirasha. Rabbi Yaakov Emden also asks this kasha on Tosfos, and he adds, and he asks a very interesting kasha. As we know, the Mishnah in Perek Hei of Avos Mishnah Vov tells us that there were 10 things which were created Bein Hashmoshes. One of the things listed over there was the Eloi Shel Avraham Avinu. The ayil, which Avraham Avinu was makriv, after he was no longer makriv Yitzchak Avinu, so he took the Tmuras ayil, he took the ayil which was nechaz basvach bekarnov, asked Yaakov Emden, the ayil from Sheshis Mebereshis until Akedas Yitzchak was more than 2,000 years old, a real zokain, and nevertheless we find Avraham Avinu was makriv this ayil. So according to Tosfos, if it's all about Shonim, how could Avraham Avinu be makriv this ayil? And it's a pellet. Tosfos went to find a medrash when there's a mefurish and mishnah that you could go along and he was makriv Eloi Shel Yitzchok. So the emes is that in the mishnah there, Tosfos Yom Tov there says that both the pi ha'osoin and the Eloi Shel Yitzchok, surely the mishnah doesn't mean that they were around since Sheshis Yimei Bereshis. He says it's difficult to believe that Bilam was riding around a donkey which was 2,000 years old. Surely the Mishnah means that b'shas b'riyas ha'olam there was a gzeira that in the years to come there would be an osoin which would have a koyach adibur. And so too says the Tosfos Yom Tov with Eloi Shel Yitzchok that b'shas b'riyas ha'olam it was decreed that when it comes to the zman of Akedas Yitzchok there shall be then an ayil caught up in the bushes to be ready for Avraham Avinu to take instead of Yitzchok Avinu. So according to this pshat, then it's good why Tosfos didn't ask from the Mishnah and only asked from the Medrash. The Gemara continues a few lines later. The Gemara asks, "V'ha'omar av gidla marav mizbeach shenekar maktirin k'teres b'mkoymoy." As Rashi explains, they were asking now, "Stir in Rav, how could Rav go and say beforehand mizbeach shenifkam all the kachrim apostle?" Here we find the Rav holds that even when there's no mizbeach, you can still continue to do the avoda. Rebbe Malin in Simcha Vav asks Kasha. He says, we mentioned beforehand in Shir a machlokes in the Achronim, in the Rishonim, what exactly is the psul of Mizbeach Shenivkam? Is it a psul in the Maaseh Shechita or it's a din dichoy? So he asks, Bishloimer, if it's a din dichoy, that when Mizbeach Shenivkam, since now there's no Mizbeach available to go along and do the Avodah Sakrova, therefore the Korban becomes dichoy. So the Gemara asks the Gevaldige Kasha, how can you go and tell me that it's a psul of dichui? Rav himself holds, you can still go ahead and do the avoidi, even without a mizbeach. You can go and do the avoidi b'mkoymoi. But if the halacha of mizbeach shenifkam is a psul in the maaseh shechita, that we have a gzeiras hakasa which says, v'zavachta olav, that to be able to go and do the maaseh shechita, you must have the mizbeach shalem. If so, what's the Gemara's kasha? Even though Rav says that mizbeach shenekar maktirin b'mkoymoi, that as far as doing the Avodas Hakrova, whether it's Zrika or Haktora, even with there's no Mizbeach, you can do the Avodah B'mkoymoy. So that's as far as Hakrova is concerned. But for this Gzeiras HaKosel, which the Torah says, V'zavachto, that for the Maaseh Zvicha, you have to have the Mizbeach, where do we see, in the fact that you can do the Hakrova B'mkoymoy, that you can go and do the Shechita, even without Mizbeach? So he says, Bal Korchoch, we have to say, that since Rav says you can go along and do the Avodah b'mokim ha-mizbeach, so we see the mokim ha-mizbeach gets a din of the mizbeach. So just like it has a din of the mizbeach as far as doing the Avodah Sakrov is concerned, surely that should be enough as well to be considered v'zavachta olav, that it's considered we have a mizbeach over here to be machshir even the Maaseh Shechita. The Gemara continues and answers that Moide Hoye Rabbi Yehuda b'domim, Hachanami moide Rav b'damim, that even though Rav says mizbeach shenekar maktirin k'teres b'mkoymoy, that's only as far as doing aktorah is concerned. But for damim, even Rav is moide that you need to have the Mizbeach itself, and that's why Mizbeach Shenifgam is going to be posel. So Pashas, the Gemara means to be Mechalak, and to say that there's enough Kamina between Haktora and Zrika. And so says Tosfos clearly later on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, that the halacha is that Emurim, which is only Haktora, you can also do it, Pimkoimoi, even if there's no Mizbeach, you can still go ahead and be Maktir. Only Zrika's Dam, that's when you need to have the Mizbeach itself. The Rashba, in the Menachos Daf Hemud Beis, he understands the Teretz of the Gemara is that there's an afkamina between the Mizbeach HaPnimi and Mizbeach HaChitzoin. And only on Mizbeach HaPnimi, there does Rav say, Mizbeach Shenekar Maktirin K'toyres Bimkoimoi. Whereas in the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, there, even as far as HaKtorah is concerned, you always need to have the Mizbeach itself. And he brings a raya from the Gemara later on in Daf Samach Amud Aleph. There the Gemara says, Mizbeach Shenifgam, Ein Oichlin Beginoi Shiori Mincha. When the Mizbeach becomes possible, then one may not eat any of the Shiori Menachos. So says the Rashba, if as far as Achil is concerned, you need to have the Mizbeach Achitzoin, surely for HaKtorah as well, you need to have the Mizbeach Achitzoin. The Likut HaLacha says that from the Rashi over here is Mashma also like the Rashba. Because Rashi in the Gemara's Kasha, when the Gemara asks on Rav from Mizbeach Shenekar, so Rashi says, V'kosal kadaitoch hu adin lachitzoin. Just like Rav says, the Mizbeach HaPnimi Shenekar, you can be makdir k'toris b'mkoimoi. So the Hava Amina of the Gemara was that so too Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Now Kipshutoi, why is this only a Hava Amina? Even Lemaskona, the Pashtus is that Mizbeach HaChitzoin, as far as HaKtorah is concerned, you can be makdir b'mkoimoi. So it's exactly the same as Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the Chilk is only between Dam and HaKtorah. Rashi's Mashma, that only the Hava Amina of the Gemara, there was the Gemara comparing Mizbeach HaChitzoin to Mizbeach HaPnimi. But according to the Teretz of the Gemara, then even Mizbeach HaChitzoin, even as far as HaKtorah is concerned, one cannot be makdir. Now the emes is that this pshat is very difficult, because the Gemara seems to say that we learn from Rabbi Yehuda, just like Rabbi Yehuda says, Badomim, Hachanami Moidera Badomim. Now according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear in the Gemara that they were makdir on the entire Ritzvah of the Azara. So in his Badomim, it's definitely literally that Domim is Osa, but Akhtar is Muta. Now, the way Rashi and the Rashba are learning, then it's coming out, it's not quite the same as Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rav, even Akhtar is Osa. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, Akhtar is Muta, and only Domim is Osa. So we have over here Machloek's Rishonim. According to the Rashi and the Rashba, according to the Teretz of the Gemara, Rav's din of Mizbeach Shenekar is only the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, for all its dinim, both for HaKtorah and for Zrika, the halacha is you need the Mizbeach itself. Whereas, according to Tosfos, then Mizbeach Shenekar applies both to the Pnimi and the Chitzoin, but only for HaKtorah. But as far as Zrika is concerned, then we need the Mizbeach itself. The Meshech Chochma in Parashat Tzaveh, in the Parasha of the Mizbeach HaKtoires, he brings a kasha from Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra asks, why is it that all the Klei HaKodesh, the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, are all written in Parshas Teruma, and only the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaKtoires, is written later on in Parshas Tetzaveh? And the Mesh Chochma suggests an idea, and he says that all the Kelim in the Mishkan, if you don't have the Kelim, then you cannot continue to do the Avodah. For instance, if you don't have the Shulchan, then there's no other place to do the Lechem HaPonim. If you don't have the menorah, then you can't have the Neiros anywhere else. And so too, without an Aron, you can't put the Luchos anywhere else. And Mizbeach HaChitzoin, if there's no Mizbeach, you can't be Makriv, any Oilon Tomid. So all those Kelim are essential for doing the Avodah. And without them, you cannot do the Avodah. Whereas, says the Mesh Chochma, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, since we see in our Gemara, Mizbeach Shenekar, Maktir, and K'toris Bim Koimoi, so as far as the Avodah of the Mishkan itself, you can really manage without it. So it's only a mitzvah ba'alma to make the keli. So it's different from all the other kelim which were needed for the actual avodah, and that's why it's written later on in Parashat Tetzaveh. Clearly the Meshech Chochma over here is only going to go according to the shit of Rashi and the Rashba, whereas according to the shit of Tosfos that holds that the din Mizbeach Shenekar applies also to Mizbeach HaChitzoin, so therefore we don't have this chiluk, because Mizbeach HaChitzoin also you could do the akrova without the Mizbeach. The Gemara continues, on Daf Nun Tesamud Beis. The Gemara has over there machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about the dimensions of the Mizbeach she'osa Moshe. And Rabbi Yehuda says towards the bottom of the Omer to Rabbi Yossi, according to you, Rabbi Yossi, that you hold that the height of Mizbeach she'osa Moshe was 10 Amos. And nevertheless, the Kloim, which used to surround the Mishkan, were only 5 Amos. If so, it comes out that the Kohen doing the Avodah on top of the Mizbeach could clearly be seen by anybody standing outside the Mishkan. And that's not Derech Kavod. The Mikdash David in Simen Tes Zayin, Sifkot and Hay, has an interesting shaila. As we know, the din is, Basar Shiyotze Chutz L'mchites HaZorah becomes Posel B'yotze. The Mechites surrounding the Mishkan or the HaZorah, they were the boundaries of anything which left them would become Posel B'yotze. Now what's the halacha as far as the height? Do we say that the height of the mechitzas are also mechitzas? That if you have a bosa inside the airspace of the Azara, but it goes higher beyond the point of the mechitzas, would that also be considered yotze? Or do we say, no, the kedushas of the Azara within the Azara wasn't limited by the mechitzas, and even way beyond the mechitzas is still considered within the Azara? So the Mikdash David brings a raya from our Gemara. Because apparently now Gemara, the concern was only about the Derech Kavod, that it's not nice for the Kohen to be seen outside the Kloim. But as far as the Kedusha, it doesn't become possible. Because we see that the Kohen standing on the Mizbeach was higher than the Mechitzos surrounding the Mishkan, and still the Avodah is kosher, it was only a shayla of the Kavod. Clearly we see, it says the Mikdash David, that anything within the Azara, even going higher than the Mechitzos, is still considered Kedusha Sa'azara. And so too, he brings Meraivad in Kalim, in the first peric in Meseches Tomid, which says clearly that the Kedusha of the Azara was Niskadish ad Harakia. Thank you, Kol Tov.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.